This is the Steve Cochran Show.
General Flynn is a wonderful man. I think he's been treated very, very unfairly by the media, as I call it, the fake media in many cases. Papers are being leaked, things are being leaked, and people are trying to cover up for a terrible loss that the Democrats had under Hillary Clinton. I think it's very, very unfair what's happened to General Flynn, the way he was treated, and the documents and papers that were illegally, I stress that, illegally leaked. Very, very unfair.
Mr. President, I have a follow-up. What the hell are you talking about? I've been watching that yesterday, and, well, my head exploded. And again, nobody wants to clean that up. Chuck Todd, Meet the Press, MTP Daily, and America's Only Hope for a Safe Future joins us now, live from, we assume, his home in D.C., or are you already on set?
I'm actually at my home in Arlington, if you want to know specific.
Well, I don't need the specific address till I come to town and need to stay with you.
Fair enough.
All right, so where is the, as far as I'm concerned, the need for urgency in picking up the pace to get behind the why when it comes to Russia, when we have a spy ship off the coast of Connecticut and military actions going on and a discussion by the new Secretary of State that maybe includes possibility of ground troops in northern Syria? The urgency to talk about all this stuff is there, but where's the urgency to get behind and figure out what's going on?
I think it's starting to increase, in fairness. I think Capitol Hill Republicans have been upset about this for a while behind the scenes, and I think that the Flynn ouster has, I mean, I hear what you're saying, but I would say, you know, the Flynn ouster just happened. You're starting to see now that sense of urgency. You know, it's not there yet. Mitch McConnell won't agree to a special select committee yet, which I think is really what's needed. And if Donald Trump wants to save his presidency, credibility-wise, I actually think the White House should embrace something like this. Because right now, they're acting like a team of people that has something to hide. And the more the president says things like he did yesterday in that bizarre rant about Mike Flynn, if he's so innocent, why'd you fire him?
Right.
He is only, I think, risking more disclosures because it really looks like to me like somebody fearful of the truth.
Well, and specific to what you said, too, the Senate, the Senate Republicans are in. The House Republicans, boy, did Jason Chaffetz turn out to be a coward. But the House Republicans are running in the other direction. Now, there's different re-election concerns here, obviously.
That's exactly right. I mean, you know, you're basically, your House Republicans are your Trump people, and your Senate Republicans were the non-Trump people. And that was almost the way it broke out. You know, and in many ways, many of the House Republicans do represent more Trump voters than many of the Senate Republicans. So it actually makes a little bit of sense.
But at some point, the House Republicans could be put in a position where they have to step up. Does that mean Paul Ryan has the worst job in America when that happens?
Yes. Look, I've always thought Paul Ryan, if you believe that Paul Ryan, you know, I know there's some people that are like, oh, Paul Ryan doesn't stand up enough to Trump, this or that. For him to have credibility when he does split from Trump on something, he needs to be seen as an ally, particularly by that House conference. You know, there's a good 100 of them that want to see that, if he is going to be able to move them together. So, you know, that's how I watch Ryan. You know, and until, I mean, he's the guy in the House that would break away. I still think McConnell's the person that will sort of dictate the mood of Washington Republicans. When he breaks from Trump, I mean, it's over. Because McConnell is one of those just cold, calculating, and he just looks at the numbers. And he'll determine getting rid of Trump is the only way to save the Senate Republicans. That's what he'll do.
The question that was first heard loudly and clearly, you know, for people of my age with Nixon and Watergate when I was a little kid, what did he know and when overrides this? But the thing I'm fascinated by is motive, because I think if you get to motive and you can figure out motive, you got the domino that makes all the other dominoes fall. You know, was General Flynn just being overzealous, or was he asked to make the call? And the obvious question on motive is, why is the President of the United States refusing to take any sort of positive action and even discussing all the negative things Russia's doing around the world?
Look, there's a third possibility, and Flynn was the corrupt one. Flynn had the insider relations with the Russians, and he was manipulating the president. I mean, that is a third option. What I'm saying is you presented two. There is a third that maybe Trump was duped by Flynn. You know, you can't make that a scenario that isn't plausible either. But you're right. Like, we just haven't connected the dots, and this is my frustration. And I've been reporting the story and even watching it as others. I think even the FBI, I think some of these leaks could be coming out right now because the FBI is stuck too. You know, they've got a circumstantial case, but they don't have the smoking gun yet. They don't have the connector from Russian to the WikiLeaks to the Trump campaign, right? They're close. It's almost there. They have the Trump campaign to WikiLeaks with Roger Stone. He's all but admitted that. But they don't have that connection to the Russian government. And I think if they had it, we'd know it.
Right. Well, certainly you guys would.
It's not quite there yet. You know, look, you know, and that Flynn may be an important player in all this. Flynn also, that could be the motivation for Donald Trump praising Flynn yesterday.
Right.
Maybe he doesn't want Flynn to flip on him.
Right. I totally agree.
So Congress holds hearings. They investigate everything. What is the point of not investigating Flynn, especially when Jason Chaffetz is saying, you know what, this has been handled. That can't make anyone look good.
You were.
Well, the Senate Intelligence Committee is doing a real investigation, and Flynn is going to be a part of it. My issue with this Senate Intel probe is that it's done behind closed doors. I think it is important for the public to see more of this investigation than not, which is why it should be in a more public forum. Oh, House Oversight would be a more public forum. I'm trying to figure out, look, if you're House Oversight, they investigated Benghazi. Why didn't they, they can investigate, so you can't sit here and you could argue, was Benghazi in their purview? Well, there's chairman of oversight that believes everything's in their purview.
Right.
You know, from steroids to in baseball to messed up raids, counterintelligence raids in Yemen. So, you know, I think it's pretty clear. Chaffetz doesn't want to investigate his own president yet.
And Rand Paul said, don't investigate the Republicans. We got too much work to do. That's not good. MTP Daily, every day on MSNBC, and of course, Meet the Press on Sunday. You want to plug anybody?
I believe I can plug out. He's speaking to John McCain this weekend from Germany at the Munich Security Conference.
Good.
We'll be talking a lot of Russia.
The senator at some point seems like he's just going to snap. I don't know. And if he does, I hope he does it for you. It's Chuck Todd. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thanks, dude.
See you later. McCain, to me, is the key to all this. McCain and Lindsey Graham.
I completely agree.
Because they can get my good friend Mitch McConnell to move, and they'll take a step back and let McConnell take credit for it if it goes that way.
Can they? Do you think they can turn McConnell?
Yeah. I think McCain can get whatever he wants. At this point in his life, to be sure. Traffic. Mary, we're going to do traffic here, and I need a parent to call me who wants Legoland tickets for their kids, but I don't want to talk to you. I want to talk to your kid.
What if they disguise their voice?
Hi, it's a kid.
Yeah, they could.
Hi, I'm not my mom. Yeah. we need a parent, well, a grandparent even, you know, because I'm one of those now. So get your kid on the phone with me if they really want Legoland tickets, and if they can convince me, I'll give them those Legoland tickets.
Yeah, that won't be hard.
Oh, I'm a rock.